This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Tuesday, 2 April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Of course, there's a couple of big rallies today. We have Jane Zirkel. We're going to try to interview Mike Lindell later, I think, for the afternoon show. That's an afternoon rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, when all the War Room Posse, of course, all the MAGA folks, we're going to be having live coverage for part of it. David Zier's there. We're going to try to get some pregame, too. Also, I think there's one in Michigan. We'll try to get as much of that as possible as President Trump takes his message of populist nationalism on the road. Ben's going to hang with me. We'll get back in a second. So if we talked about the spiritual warfare elements of this in the first hour, a little bit in the second hour, we're going to talk about more of the physical manifestations of this. And I want to say, everybody, you know, I don't have to do rants all the time. Sometimes I can actually be, you know, calm down and stay on point. I owe that to the coffee, my favorite coffee, Warpath Coffee. Go to warpath.coffee/warroom to get your discount. The dark roast, we get it every day, big pots of it brewing. Early in the a.m., the 5 a.m., or even pre, when we get up and get rolling on putting the show together, or at least verifying what we've done the night before to make sure that the show kind of hangs together with what's happening, to give you signal, not noise. Batya Unger Sargon joined us a couple weeks ago. People loved it. It was a fantastic interview. She's back. Her book launches today. Second Class, How the Elites, What the Elites in America, I don't know, Stole the Future. Batya, I want to talk. The reason I think I've got an answer for why they did it or how they did it, the CNBC had an article the other day that 1%, the 1% owned $44 trillion worth of assets. And what's happened since the Federal Reserve, since Powell and, the Treasury Department started talking right after Thanksgiving, early December, kind of shocked everybody. They start talking about rate cuts and, oh, maybe we got inflation beaten and we're going to have rate cuts. The stock markets took off. And I think there's been $8 trillion in stock value. And most of this wealth is tied up not just in real estate, but a lot of it's tied up in private and public equities. The reason that the elites have backed politicians in the Uniparty to basically suppress the working class and even the middle class in this country, it's damn profitable. This is the wealthiest that anybody's wealthier than anybody's been in the Roman Empire and the British Empire. I mean, our sociopathic overlords, as Ben Harnwell labels them, are the wealthiest people in the history of the earth. The business model seems to be working, so why should they change? It's working for them, ma'am. And so that the little guy hasn't had to participate in that is a tough break for a swell guy. Is it not, Batya?
So first of all, thank you so much for having me back, Mr. Bannon. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you and with the posse. After the last time I came on your show, I came back to New York. I was sitting on the airplane waiting to take off, and my book became the number one bestseller in economic theory, completely because of War Room Posse. So I'm so grateful to you and to this community that you've built. I also forgot to tell you an amazing story last time that I met you, and it is that about 6 months ago, I was in D.C. for work, and I got into an Uber, and the Uber was this, you know, big African immigrant. He had come here legally, of course, 30 years ago, and he asked me what I do, and I said, I'm a journalist, and then he said, you'll never guess the only journalistic outlet that I listen to, and I immediately, without batting an eyelid, said, Steve Bannon's War Room, and he whipped out his phone and showed me a picture of him standing with you, and he said, how did you know? And I said, because it's the only thing worth listening to. You are absolutely right, Mr. Wow. Bannon. This is plunder of the middle class by the elites. It is extremely profitable. The Democrats' entire economic platform is an upward transfer of wealth from the working class to themselves, to the elites in the top 20%, the top 10%. You know, we rail a lot against the 1%, but it's actually the top 20% who now own more than 50% of the GDP. I mean, how does that make sense, right? And what you have is this entire economist cast out there saying, oh, but mass immigration is great for GDP. It raises GDP in the aggregate. And they somehow always forget to tell you that all of those gains are going to them and their colleagues and the other people with the 2 and the 3 degrees. It is so disgusting. They sit there and they preen from their perch of immense economic privilege because they took an economy that worked for the little guy and turned it into an economy in which they could plunder the little guy in the name of justice. And you are calling it out, Mr. Bannon.
Walk me through how you, the inspiration for this book, and then how you put this book together. I know you had the intellectual, you know, architecture to do this, and you're very smart about what you look for as sources, things like that. But you also have personal stories in here. So walk us through how did you initiate this book, and what's the story of putting it together?
First of all, everybody told me not to write it. They told me it couldn't be done. And I ignored them all because I thought it was important to tell this story. I had noticed that the class divide.
Why did they tell you it couldn't be done? Why did they actually tell you not to write it? What was it about your working thesis or your theory of the case that they said you shouldn't do it or it can't be done?
All of the other books that try to give a kind of ethnography of the working class, who is the working class, are written by liberal academics. And so they have teams of researchers to sort of scour the nation for the kinds of people that they're looking to interview. And they have just immense, immense resources at their disposal. That was the first reason. They thought, you know, how can you create something that's worth reading if it's just you? The problem with all those books is that because they are interviewing people from a liberal lens, they all end up with the same prescription, which is we need more welfare. That's how you help the working class. And of course, Mr. Bannon, as you know, that is not what the working class wants. They don't want to be dependent on the government. They value autonomy. They want to be self-sufficient. They want their immense efforts and hard work to reward them with the most modest things that this country used to guarantee a person who works hard for a living and no longer does, because all of those gains are going to the top 10%, the top 20%, the over-credentialed elites. And so I think they just thought there's no market for this. And I felt like saying to them, but what about all of the working class people who have been erased from the public sphere, whose voices you never hear anymore? I wanted to bring those voices back into the conversation because, as you know, Mr. Bannon, you talk about this a lot. You know, Americans are so much more united than divided. Trump is the consensus candidate. He's a total centrist. He's speaking to that 70% of moderate Americans in the middle. Very little distinguishes working class Americans who vote for Democrats from working class Americans who vote for Republicans, because neither party is really speaking to their concerns, which is, of course, why they're not polarized, because how could you hold something so meaningful against somebody else? So, you know, I went into this wanting to elevate their voices, wanting to give the elites in the chattering classes and the political classes a sense of what do working class people sound like? What do they think will help them? Because these people are so good and so smart.
So how did you get that aspect of it? I mean, the economic analysis in this, and we strongly recommend everybody get this book. So make sure you go to Amazon right now to check it out. But how did you get then all the stories? Because just the logistics of putting it together would seem to be pretty, awe-inspiring.
That's so kind of you. Thank you. What I did was I wanted to first get a look at the data. Who is the American working class? So I would know what I was looking for, because I wanted people whose stories were representative of the larger trends. So there's this amazing professor, Joe Price, at BYU, Brigham Young University, and he has a team of grad students, and he hires them out to journalists like me. And what they did was they looked at the American Census Survey. I asked them to look at 2000 and 2020 so that I could get a perspective over time of what was happening to the working class. And they gave me that data analysis of, you know, the demographic breakdown, the religious, the racial breakdown, the economic breakdown, how much are people making, what industries are they in? And that gave me a kind of roadmap for what I was looking for so that I could interview. I interviewed about 100 people. And from that, I culled it down to about 20 people whose stories you will read in Second Class. And I went back to these people again and again to say, okay, what would help you with this struggle? What would help you with that struggle? I interviewed the experts, and then I brought the expert solutions back to working class people and said, do you like this solution? Do you like that solution? And invariably, Mr. Bannon, they came up with better solutions than all of the experts. So those are the conversations throughout Second Class. You will meet people. You understand what their struggles are like, what their triumphs are like, who is the American working class, and what is standing between them and the American dream.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You're a liberal, or I know you used to be a liberal. You still live in Brooklyn, I think. How is this? I mean, how did you connect your personal life to now this kind of at least awakening you've had on economic populism, economic nationalism?
Well, I, as an Orthodox Jew, I've always had a healthy skepticism, I think, for the college credentialed set, because the way they talk about my community is as dismissive as the way they talk about, you know, working class Americans. But I, you know, we talked last time about how I had been woke. I did have the Trump derangement syndrome. And then I started to shed it slowly but surely as I became more and more disgusted with the woke mentality. And, you know, it's so funny because as somebody coming from the left, the first time you notice Donald Trump saying something and you think, wow, that's actually really smart and earth-shattering, it's accompanied by a, oh no, you know, like, because you know you're about to lose all of your friends. So there were a lot of moments like that. I would say, you know, it took a while. You know, one is in denial, of course, for a while. And then I think, you know, Mr. Bannon, the impact you have had on this country by pushing economic populism and creating a framework for working class people to express their economic needs in a way that is dignified, it cannot be overstated. And to have created this a framework for Donald Trump to really create economic policy, whether it's tariffs, trade war, immigration, you know, whether it's steel and aluminum, whether it's reshoring of manufacturing, all of this stuff that means so much to the American working class. And I heard this again from working class people who are Democrats and who are Republicans, that not much separated them from each other, I'll be honest.
What do the in the stories you tell, is there a general sense that the credential class, forget the 1% or the sociopathic overlords, but the credential class that are actually the managerial apparatchiks that run the system, that they're not being heard, that they're not being heard on purpose, or there's just total indifference to them in kind of industrial America and agricultural America?
They feel the contempt of the credentialed class very, very keenly. They know that they're looked down on, and they have started to return the favor because they also know that they work so much harder than these people who dare look down on them. I mean, they know that. They know that they are the backbone of this country and that we have this preening credentialed class. It's a caste, really, that has plundered them and destroyed their children's futures. And then from this position of immense privilege has the chutzpah to look down on them and sneer at them. They're very, very keenly aware of that. I would say the conservatives who I interviewed were more angry about that. And the liberals that I interviewed were more hopeless about it. A lot of people did not have a feeling like things could get better. But also a lot of the Democrats that I interviewed admitted to me that things had been better under Donald Trump, that there was more money in their bank account at the end of the month, that they didn't feel quite so strapped. And whether or not they liked Trump, they admitted that they felt the country was going in a better direction 6 years ago.
Can you hang on? I want to hold you through the break. Once again, we don't give financial advice on this show. We lay out a framework. We also talk to you about macroeconomics, the big trends that are going on in the world geopolitically, financially, capital markets, and then we put you in touch with people that actually talk about your personal finances. That's why birchgold.com as today, very close to breaking 2,300 gold. And if you begin this journey with us 4 years ago, gold was not at 2,300. Why? Because for 8,000 years of man's recorded history, it's been a hedge against times of turbulence. You can look throughout the world and see the turbulence, and in your own country. Birchgold.com. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. /bank. Back in a moment. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Yeah, I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, particularly black, younger blacks, younger Latinos or whatever, but whatever younger, I don't know, like younger people of color, particularly males. We're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
They're leaving in droves. Younger African-American males, Hispanics, people under 35. There's another piece, I haven't had a chance to get it up, but in USA Today, I think I mentioned it earlier, that talks about, you know, this wealth transfer generation to generation that's really kind of propped up the system. And I don't know, the number was like $30 trillion, some humongous number. It may not happen. And the reason is, as people live longer, particularly medical, and they used many examples, had lots of statistics of how a lot of that wealth transfer may not happen because of what's going to the medical system of people that have to pay for certain medical procedures as they get into their 80s and 90s, which heretofore, you know, hasn't been an issue because you didn't live that long. The under 35-year-old, and I continue to say this, are simply Russian serfs. They don't own anything, and they're not going to own anything. And I think they're awakening to that as African Americans. So from the first hour, we talked about the spiritual warfare side of this, the awakening of people spiritually to this. Here is the economic populism. I think people, and your book, what's amazing about your book is your book shows that, Batya, Second Class, that people understand, which America has never really been class-riven, right? That's one of the great things about us departing Europe and coming here and we came as Irish, you know, immigrants back in the 19th century, and no one had any kind, you know, no one was fond about the Emerald Isle. I remember as a kid, later my daughter started taking Irish dancing. It was all about Irish culture, but hey, for a long time, you know, we've been kicked out essentially. It's probably deserved. But are people awakening to this economic? Do you see this across the board as an awakening? Like your people are saying, we're having a spiritual awakening like America's had many times before. Do you think there's now an awakening on a class basis to understand that this is not the way the system is supposed to work, that something's grossly out of whack here?
Oh, 100%. In the book, I interviewed a lot of black working class men. I don't think any of them's voting for Biden. So I saw that firsthand. And the barrier to that economic awakening is that working class Americans don't really think of themselves as working class, because we were all raised on this mythology that this is, you know, a country where you have equal opportunity. And unfortunately, that's really just not the case anymore. The idea of the meritocracy has been co-opted by people like President Obama to attempt to basically imply that if you don't get a college degree, if you're not smart in a particular particularly book smart way. You don't deserve the American dream. And people are waking up to that. Also, I think that there's a lot of frustration among Black and Hispanic Americans that they've been thrown over for illegal immigrants. This is something you hear again and again and again. And they are drawn to the economic populism. They can admit that things were better under Donald Trump. So my question to you, Mr. Bannon, is when you see James Carville talking about, you know, how they're, you know, they're the young working class people of color are abandoning the Democratic Party in droves, do you sit there and think to yourself, I did that?
No, I think it's really, you needed, until President Trump, you know, we kicked around these ideas for a long time, and we were putting forward this idea. It's one of the big controversies, quite frankly, when I ran Breitbart, is that I'm a populist and I'm an economic nationalist. But this is why Trump, and I say he's providential. When President Trump, when a billionaire comes in and he's more Queens than he is Manhattan, and he actually speaks and he has this ability to connect to an audience, to a working class and middle class audience in a very powerful way. And all of a sudden, these policies start to come in and people see those 3 years of his presidency, 17, 18, and 19. In 19, that fall and Christmas was the height of a tremendous economic program that, yes, it did have tax cuts and the wealthy participated in those tax cuts, but by and large, this was blue-collar workers. And what I tell people is the most important thing is that the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen was chairman, she took almost $1 trillion off the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. We didn't expand the balance sheet. We didn't juice the system. We didn't juice the asset base. They actually shrunk the asset bubble. That in those headwinds, Trump still had over 3% growth. It's an extraordinary record. And I think people respond to that. I think people and they've been bombarded with Orange Man bad and Trump's evil and Trump is all this and he's anything but that. I think the empirical evidence shows that. I think it's the power of your book. The power of your book is not simply the analytical, obviously, brain power you bring to it to walk people through exactly what the structural problems are and issues in this country, but then you have it imbued with these personal stories that I think drives home the point. And that's why I think it's an incredible book, and I know it's going to be a bestseller. First of all, the people at Encounter, we had Roger Kimball on yesterday, and he's one of the most extraordinary brains in our movement, and just an extraordinary guy, a real classicist. And I know he's very proud of this book, and this book's going to get a broad reading. I think you're going to be attacked viciously because they're going to say, oh, you're putting out a fairy tale that shows that working class people who Trump's just all for the 1%, he's all for the wealthy, and you know, it's on the same MSNBC hit you see all the time. Your thoughts?
Like you, I answer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they can come. I have to do right by my country. I love what you talk about, you know, a spiritual revival. I think it's so important. We're fed this lie constantly that we are polarized, that we are divided. The elites make so much money and get so much power off of trying to make Americans hate their neighbors. And Americans have simply said no to that. And I think that you are both a catalyst of that and a reflection of that. And I will not allow the American people to be smeared like that. I just can't. I have to resist that. I have to. That's why I was put on this planet in this moment. I think that's why God wanted, you know, Roger Kimball to pick up my book when nobody else would. Nobody else would touch me. And Roger Kimball said, you know what? This is important. So I feel really grateful to God and really grateful to you and to your posse for valuing this work that I've done. And I'm very excited for them to meet the people in the book because I think they will recognize them as their friends and neighbors.
When you were pitching the book to publishers or when people saw drafts of the book or today, what is the central line of attack on your theory of the case?
So first of all, when you get attacked by the egghead class, you know, it's a very unique experience because I'm not an economist, you know, I'm just a person looking and saying, you know what, I'm going to trust the voice of the American people. Yes, I'm a populist, so I believe deeply in the wisdom of the American people. But, so they'll say, oh, you know, she's misreading this graph or, you know, the way eggheads attack, right? Like, oh, that's not median, that's average, you know, this kind of thing. And I just feel so impervious to that stuff because I'm speaking for people who don't get a voice because they get shouted down by the so-called expert class. And of course, if Trump, one of his major achievements was to show how empty all of the prognostications are. I mean, I'm sure you remember this, Mr. Bannon, but when he slapped those 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum to protect steel and aluminum jobs, which pay an average of $88,000 a year, which is in many parts of the country a solidly middle-class wage, and all of the experts said, no one will be able to afford anything, except the wonderful John Carney at Breitbart, who got it right. He always gets it right. But all of the other economists and experts are saying, oh, steel is going to get so expensive, no one will be able to afford anything, no one will be able to afford a car, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, of course, for a few months, it did get a little more expensive. And then because of the free market and the way it works in America, the prices came down. So we were able to both keep things affordable for the consumer, but also protect the labor of the American working class. That's Trump in a nutshell, you know, figuring that out.
And of course, the individual that led the charge on that sits in prison today. I want everybody to understand that. Peter Navarro is in prison. He was the main architect with President Trump of that policy with Bob Lighthizer. But Navarro drove it for years, and he sits in prison today because of standing up to Nancy Pelosi. Baccia, where do they go to find out more about you, where they go to get the book, where they go to find your writings?
You can get the book on Amazon or you can order it from encounterbooks.com. But Roger tells me it's all the same to him. So feel free to buy it on Amazon. I'm on Twitter at Bunger Sargon. I'm on Instagram at Baccia US, a little bit easier. I'm the opinion editor at Newsweek. So if you go to Newsweek, you'll find opinions from op-eds from across the political spectrum. We give MAGA a really fair hearing. In fact, a lot of people say we're leaning a little too far right, what have you. You make of that what you will. And gosh, Mr. Bannon, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for opening your platform to me and giving me access to your amazing, amazing War Room posse. I'm so, so grateful. Thank you.
Well, by popular acclaim, we're going to do something. They're going to want a town hall with you on the book, so we're going to figure something out. We'll do something in person to make sure that our audience can actually meet you and share some time with you. Extraordinary book, extraordinary person. Thank you so much for coming on. And Josh Hammer should feel very glad he passed the baton on to someone as competent as you. So thank you so much. Baccia Unger Sargon, the book's extraordinary, second class. Make sure, go check it out right now. Dive down into that. Make sure you get it. Ben Harnell is going to be with me. He's going to join me. A big brouhaha in Florida about abortion. Matt Staver is going to join us on the other side with Ben. He's going to walk us through exactly what's going on. Home Title Lock, we can't have you as a War Room Posse member manning the ramparts and the greatest political comeback in the history of this country to be diverted. Your attention be diverted. Do you know one thing will be divert your attention? Your title getting stolen, somebody taking a second mortgage. If they don't sell the house, taking out a second mortgage. How would you like to have a second mortgage of a couple hundred thousand bucks from a hard money lender who doesn't want to hear your tale of woe that it was not you that got the money? HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code BANNON and you get a free month of service. But go check out the information. The site's extraordinary. HomeTitleLock.com. Check it out today. Short break. Back in the warm in a moment. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at mypatriotsupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
The court has issued two landmark rulings on abortion access in the state. In a pair of conflicting decisions yesterday, the court both upheld the state's strict abortion ban and said it would allow a proposed amendment to enshrine abortion access to appear on the November ballot. The court's ruling was for a Planned Parenthood lawsuit against a 15-week abortion ban signed into law in 2022. But in allowing that ban to take effect, the conservative-leaning court has also made way for the more strict 6-week abortion ban that Governor DeSantis signed in 2023 to move forward. The court's decision on the 15-week ban yesterday means that 6-week ban on abortion will take effect in 30 days. Also yesterday, in a narrow 4-3 ruling, the court agreed to allow Floridians to vote on enshrining abortion access. Under Florida law, the Supreme Court must approve the language of any citizen-led constitutional amendment before it can move forward. Opponents of the ballot measure criticized the proposed wording of the ballot question, saying it was unclear. At least 60% of voters will have to back the move for it to ultimately pass. Kind of a mixed bag yesterday, Joe, but in a way, not a way that I would choose, but Florida is being set up for a very important vote in November, and they will have some pretty searing examples along the way as to why perhaps a ban on abortion is a problem.
Okay, kind of a bombshell. I don't really understand it, so I brought in Matt Staver, who's at the, working on this, the tip of the spear. Liberty Council is always at the forefront of these. Matt, help me out here. Explain to me what actually happened, because I'm totally confused. What happened in Florida?
Yes, we were involved, Liberty Council, in all these cases. We filed briefs both in the 15-week abortion ban case, and then I also argued in the Florida abortion amendment case. So there's two decisions coming down the same day from the same court. The first one is a great decision, 6-1 decision. And that decision very much mirrors the Dobbs case at the U.S. Supreme Court, a 15-week abortion ban, just like in the abortion case at the Supreme Court. And the Florida Supreme Court upheld that law, 15-week abortion ban. But in doing so, they overruled a 35-year-old precedent going back to 1989, the so-called NRA-TW decision, a case that I argued against back in 1989 in a brief before the Florida court. There was an activist court back then that said that the Florida Constitution protected the right of privacy to the extent that it allowed abortion. And since then, 35 years of abortion have been in the Florida Supreme Court's opinions. So when the U.S. Supreme Court overruled Roe in 2022, it didn't have any effect on abortion in Florida. Florida became an abortion destination, especially when the other surrounding states had more restrictive abortion laws. So on April the 1st, 6-1 decision upholds the 15-week abortion ban, overturns the 35-year-old precedent saying there's no right to abortion in the Florida Constitution. And now, as a result of that, in 30 days or less than 30 days, the 6-week heartbeat abortion law will also go into effect. So in one moment, one fell swoop in this decision, Florida moves from one of the most liberal states in the nation on abortion to one of the most pro-life states in the nation on abortion. But at the same time, the same court released a 4-3 opinion. That particular case is involving a Florida proposed abortion amendment to appear on the November ballot. That was promoted by Planned Parenthood, and that case has to be argued at the Florida Supreme Court. They have to approve that it's not deceptive and that it only involves a single subject. I think it violates both of those criteria. But unfortunately, it was a 4-3 vote. Three great dissenters, all women, said that this should not appear on the ballot. It violates Florida law. It's very deceptive. In fact, Steve, it's so broad, no abortion regulation will survive if passed, because even the health and safety regulations will be wiped away. The only law that will survive if this passes is perhaps a parental notification, not parental consent, but a parental notification. That's the only law that'll stand. Indeed, every law, including health and safety regulations, will be overturned by this abortion amendment. Literally, women will be thrown to the back alley abortion butchers, and the state of Florida will have no ability to regulate licensing or health and safety standards in these abortion butcherers. So that's what's on the ballot. The people will clearly be deceived because the ballot summary does not give the voter any clue about the breadth of this amendment. Moreover, it doesn't define key words like healthcare provider. And in Florida, healthcare providers are about 58 different categories. And believe it or not, a healthcare provider under this provision can be a tattoo artist or a 911 operator that can say that the baby's not viable, but even if it is viable, the abortion is still necessary. People with absolutely no medical training. So that's on the ballot, or that may well be on the ballot in November, and that will be a critical fight in the upcoming election.
When you say may well be on the ballot in November, wasn't it decided yesterday? This is what I'm confused about. It's going to be on the ballot in November. I mean, they're doing this in Arizona and Florida. This is the way they think they're going to defeat Trump, because the Right to Life movement has not exactly shined on a state level in Kansas or Ohio for many different reasons. But the left feels now that they've got momentum, so they're trying to push this thing in Arizona. They just got it in Florida. But didn't the court rule that it's deceptive language and all? It's on the ballot, or is there still a way to fight it, whether it's actually going to show up on the ballot or not?
Yeah, there's two different levels. First of all, when they get 10% of the required signatures, then that triggers the Florida Supreme Court review, and the Florida Supreme Court just decides whether it complies with the deceptive, not deceptive, and single subject rule. But then they also have to have the number of voters' signatures certified by the state of Florida. That has not yet happened. They are going through the certification process. If they get all the requisite number of voters' petitions certified, then it will be on the ballot, and that's the process that's undergoing right now. So it's not 100% that it'll be on the ballot, but if it's not on the ballot in November, they can continue to push for the signatures to get it on a subsequent ballot, but they're trying to get it on the ballot for this coming November during the presidential election.
Yeah, because they want to defeat Trump. If let's assume for purposes of discussion it's on the ballot, there will be TV with the deceptive language as you described. There will be an avalanche of TV ads to convince, to bring people out to the polls, and the sidebar of that is to defeat Trump. This is the real driving force of this. Also, they would love to have this thing passed, but the driving force is to get. Use massive TV, deceptive language, massive TV campaign, drive low information, low participation voters out, and defeat Orange Man Bad, sir?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, because they don't have much going for them in Joe Biden. So they've got to gin up their constituents or potential voters some other way. So what they will do is spend tens and tens of millions, maybe $100+ million just in Florida for advertisement. They'll bombard the airwaves. They'll go to all the different events. And they'll tell people to vote yes on Amendment 4. That's what this amendment will be, Amendment 4 on the ballot, if and when it appears on the ballot. So they'll try to also deceive voters into what they're voting for. They've already done that by collecting the signatures, because we know individuals who have been approached and they've been asked to sign this petition to support women's rights. You have to ask them multiple times what it's about. They won't tell you it's about abortion. Finally, if you press, press, and press, they will admit it's about abortion. But they won't admit how broad this is. So the ads will be very deceptive. They will be all designed to get people to go to the ballot box to vote yes on Amendment 4 and to vote for Joe Biden. And so you're going to have those two conflicting positions on this particular constitutional amendment. This will become a huge battleground state. And some of the other states are also becoming the target for this very reason. They're trying to put some of these abortion amendments on the ballot because it's the only way that they can get people ginned up to vote, because they're not really excited about the opportunity to vote for Joe Biden. And so 100%. They're trying to gin up people to vote in any way they can. They're trying to scare them, and they're clearly working to deceive them. And that's what has been happening in Florida. And that's what the next several months will look like in Florida as well.
Matt, we need our audience to immerse themselves in this because this is very, very big. Where do they go to your site to get all the analysis? What can they do? Social media, everything. Where do they go? We got to get people focused because this is going to happen in Arizona. It's going to happen in other states. And folks, you just got to understand that Matt's a pretty, you know, pretty steady Eddie. He just said, used the number $100 million in advertising, and he's not being crazy. They will spend any, and they've got these billionaires on the left that will do anything to support abortion. So you could see $100 million spent in the state of Florida alone on this topic. Sir, where do they go?
Well, they can go, Steve, to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We also have a particular website that's just going to be for this amendment, lc.org/FL amendment, lc.org/FL amendment. We'll need to get information out because if this, in fact, does get on the ballot, we'll know pretty soon. We have to get educated. We have to let people know what this is about. In Florida, to pass this amendment, they need 60% of the vote. But their main point is obviously they want to pass this amendment, but they want to get people to the polls and they want them to vote for Joe Biden. That's really what this is about. It's about the president of the United States. Certainly they would like this amendment passed, but they're trying to do everything possible to deceive the voters, to scare them, to get them to the polls in November.
They also see, they'll see the potential of flipping the House on this. Trust me, this is as big as it gets. Matt, thank you so much for carving time out. Look forward to having you back, and we'll get everybody over to the site today.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be with you.
Huge, folks. Thank you, sir. The Liberty Council guys are the best, but man, this is big. Ben Harnwell. On Bhatia and what you just heard on abortion, give me your thoughts on all this, sir.
I thought Bhatia was absolutely fantastic, Steve. Absolutely outstanding, her analysis, and also the way she was describing the concepts in this book. It's not often I hear a book review, and I sort of need to go onto Amazon and order and think I've got to find the time, put aside the time, to read these arguments. Absolutely outstanding. I was very, very impressed. There is something, however, related to what she was saying, which is how sociopathic overlords game the system for their own interests at the expense of the ordinary working family. I don't know. I think we're running up to a break now, Steve. There is something particularly on that point that I always add, which is the entrance of the Fed, the Federal Reserve. That is one of the key means behind which our sociopathic overlords game the system. How does it work? Well, it's the means by which they turn people who have hundreds of millions of dollars into billionaires, and they leave ordinary working families needing to have two jobs to make it to the end of the working week because of the devaluation of money. It's as straightforward as that. That is why, as time, you know, we were looking at that film earlier, Elmer Gantry, which is, I think, made in 1960, sort of has a lot of the sort of the golden age 1950s Hollywood philosophy behind it. If you think back to the 1950s, a single working guy could look after a whole family. His wife would stay at home, he'd have a number of kids, and they'd have more than enough money. Now you have, where you have two-parent families, both working, both with two jobs, can't make it to the end of the month. One of the reasons is, Steve, you know, and this is something that the Warren does mention constantly, it's because of the Federal Reserve and its power over the money supply. Yep. They have to have that power taken
the
from
game.
Them.
The game system. Short commercial break. Ben's going to join us back here at 6. Short break. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes,
plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, we try to give you access here with our sponsors to the best. That's where I might birchgold.com. Philip Patrick and team are there for you guys. Gold backed off a little bit today. And look, the marginal price things are not what we're in the business of. We're giving you the big macro drivers of what's happening. And you can talk about the specifics with Philip Patrick and the team, but we give you access. They want to hear from you. So go to birchgold.com/Bannon and talk to those folks. You got access to it. Use it. Same over at My Patriot Supply. Go to My Patriot Supply, and I know a lot of people aren't preppers, but just look and see what's out there. It's a very uncertain time. Very times of turbulence. It's only going to get more turbulent. Remember, Donald Trump, the leader of this movement, he's on trial for in 13 days, 14 days. It's going to be the trial of the century. It's going to be a global media event. We're going to cover it nonstop. Not that we want to, but we have to. And it's going to be, and they're trying to throw him in prison. Not just stopping from leading this movement, not just stopping from being president, but throwing him in prison. That's a reality you have to embrace. I know it's difficult, but it's got to be done. And you're his supporter. So you think it's going to get turbulent? I don't know. But I'm long turbulence. I just think it's a time, like Ecclesiastes, right? There's a season for everything. And we're not in a season of a group hug. Just not. Chris Hort joins us. Chris, I always appreciate, I know the audience does, when you guys get some inventory in or get your hands on some inventory, to particularly on the satellite phones, that come to us and say, hey, here's what we got. Can you walk through what we got? Because I got to tell you, people, as I go around the country and see people, they're concerned. They're concerned about what's going on, the direction of the country, the direction of society and culture, but also internationally. It just seems like every day you're hearing about cyber attacks. Major corporations are going down. We're hearing about corporations paying blackmail to guys and not disclosing it because they can't beat them. Their systems are not set up enough to beat them. Tell me what you got for us today.
Well, Steve, you're absolutely right. If you look at the news, just pick your story, right? We're certainly in danger and we're under attack, you know, left, right, and center. So what we want to do here at sat123.com is make sure you're prepared and you're a patriot. You're doing your part to be safe, because you cannot rely on the federal government to be there for you, you know, when times get really bad. So at sat123.com, we've got a free satellite phone with activation. That's a savings of up to $2,000. You can get a satellite phone, which will work no matter what is going on the ground. When the cell towers go down, the sat phone's going to work. When the power grid goes down, the sat phone's going to work. And that's because they talk directly to the satellites in the sky, and they don't rely on cell towers. So you can make a call from a sat phone to any other phone on Earth, or you can receive a call from a sat phone from any phone to your sat phone. So you're always going to be in connection. You're always going to be able to reach out. You're always going to be able to make that emergency call. You know, we just saw a couple of weeks back when millions of cell phones went offline and people were unable to call 911 or anyone else. You know, the sat phones continued to work during that time, just like they did in Lahaina, just like they did, you know, in any disaster that we've ever seen. The satellite phones always work. It's why the U.S. government uses them, Steve. And anyone who's been brave enough to serve will know, and they'll have used these phones out in the sandbox in Iraq or Afghanistan. So call us at 941-955-1020. That's 941-955-1020. Or go to sat123.com and get your free sat phone with activation. We've also got, Steve, as you know, solar-powered generators. We've got those will keep your power running no matter what's going on. If the grid goes down, these generators can keep even your entire house running for days, you know, using solar panels to recharge. So we just want to make sure in these turbulent times that your audience is prepared and that they have the life-saving equipment that they need.
Fabulous. One more time. Where do they go? What's the number?
It's 941-955-1020, or they can go to sat123.com. And thanks again, Steve, for everything you do for us and for our country.
No, thank you for giving these great deals to the Warren Posse. They love them. Thanks, Chris. Really appreciate you guys working for them. Mike Lindell, big day we're going to have with you today because you're at Green Bay. You're going to speak today before President Trump. We're going to try. We got Jane Zirkle there to interview you later and do a package. Talk to me about that. But most importantly, brother, not that they don't love you speaking on election integrity and the Election Crime Bureau, but they like most is the deals. So we got about three right minutes. On. Hit me.
Right. It's going to be a big day in Green Bay. Right? We got a big storm coming, too, though. But it's going to be amazing. I'm going to talk to all the people there. I'm going to go through the crowd and get everybody on board with this, securing our election platforms and getting out to vote for our great real president, Donald Trump. The War Room Posse, you guys make this possible, like I say, that I can be away from my pillow and my employees still feel secure. We've been attacked the worst we've ever been attacked in history over the past few months. And so we're giving back to you guys. There's no middleman. We've got the bathrobes, you guys. This is an open box special exclusive to the War Room Posse. They're $39. Get them. This will probably be the last day. Maybe there'll be some left by tomorrow. But you guys get them right now. All sizes, colors, and everything exclusive to the War Room, $39. They're normally $100 and some a robe. These are the best bathrobes in history. Use promo code War Room. Go to the promo or go to the site, find Steve's square there, and you've got the My Pillows, $25. All the premiums, $25. King, queen, doesn't matter. The bath towels came in, six, four packs. Dish towel sets that everybody's getting, $25. The beach towels, the dog beds. I mean, we put everything on sale for the War Room Posse. The couch and recliner pillows are the best, everybody. They actually work. They're filled with My Pillows, patented fill. There you've seen the mystore.com. I want you all to go there, too. Check out all the entrepreneurs. They're so grateful for the War Room Posse. You can use the number for both mystore.com and mypillow.com. 1-800-873-1062. And these, my home operators, they're standing by. Remember, they're all here working from home in the USA, and the government doesn't want them working from home. The IRS has attacked them, and you guys have made it all possible to keep them employed and keep this great country going.
MyPillow.com, promo code WARROOM. MyStore.com, promo code WARROOM. 800-873-1062. Before we bounce, are you going to be able to make it given the weather? I know some people we had going out there. Are you going to be able to get there?
I'm leaving in about 10 minutes. So I'll be flying in a couple hours. I'll land and I'm going to be there. If I get snowed in, that's okay. I'll spend the day in Green Bay. There's nothing wrong with that.
And we love Green Bay, love folks up in Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Mike Lindell. We'll see you this afternoon. Jane Zirkle will track you down when we get there.
All right,
Mike Lindell going up to greet the posse. Mike Lindell speaking today. He's part of the undercard. Jane Zirkle's up there. David Zier. Modern Day Holy War. Nicole Nogrady takes out her amazing song. Charlie Kirk has been on fire. Charlie Kirk follows us in Real America's Voice. Then Jack Posobiec on fire. Then Miranda Kahn. And, of course, Tara Dahl, the Tara Dahl. Leads you back into the war in 5 to 7. We'll be back here and we will be on fire. See you then. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt.
When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.